praise the Lord. Thomas started here the message and he asked me, since he believes it'll be short, to finish it. And as I was listening, I understood one principle. It's not necessary I understood it only now, but it was reminded me. Amen? By the way, I really appreciate how you are trying to keep quiet. It's not easy, and I thank you very much. But the idea is here, there is a process of selection. Process of selection. Amen? So, you know, sometimes people come and say, you preach gospel that is excluding some people. They say you preach exclusive gospel. And we say, yes. Amen? But the problem is, this is not gospel where we would be excluding people, but this is a gospel that shows an exclusive place. Yes, there is certain exclusivity in what God is offering. And the only person which can exclude himself from what God has is actually you. You are the decision maker. How far you want to go to the heart of God. As Thomas said, you can be just an observer. And it's a good place, but not good enough. You might get healed. You maybe will get a lunch, but that's all. And I know, even when we have gatherings like this, some people come just to have lunch. Even when Jesus had a gathering, the people came and followed him. He says, you follow me because you were fed. Amen? But he said, let's find it. Where is it? Is it John? I might need a little help. What is it, Brother Mark? Is it John? John 5, isn't it? Yes.
John 5?
I think it's John 5, yes, actually. Oh my. John 5. No, I'm talking about, you follow me, do not labor for the meat which perisheth. Okay, let's do it here. No. Meat that perishes. That's it. John 6:27, actually.
1:6.
Verse 27. Okay. So, in John 6, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Hallelujah. So we see that there is a group of people, we would call them observers. Amen. And they are seeking Jesus to get something out of it. Maybe a little money. Maybe a piece of fish. Maybe bread. Maybe a little healing. The observers, if you want, would be somewhere here. No, it's actually fine. They never enter the tabernacle even. They never started the journey. Amen. They had excluded themselves from entering in. Hallelujah. So you can be observers, and we are happy to feed you, but there is much more in the Lord. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can go further, and by the way, the whole tabernacle is in a frame. Do you know what is in a frame? If you have a picture, you put it in a frame. It means everything which is in the picture needs to fall inside of the idea, of the basic idea. And a basic idea actually is division. It's exclusivity, if you want. Because the numbers related to the size of the whole tabernacle. Would be that this is 100, what is the word? No. Cubits. 100 cubits long. And 50 cubits wide. Children, I need you to help me now. Who can count? Who can count? Good counters. I need a bigger children who can count, okay? So, how much is 100, 100, 50, and 50 together? 100, 100, 50, and 50. Good job. Amen. So we have 300 together, okay? So, do you use the sign for sum? Do you use it? Sum? No? The computer? Okay, so sum is 300, okay? 300. Now, I need you to help me furthermore. Why did God say this is 300 together? Bible students, give me another number in a Bible speaking about 300. Gideon 300. Gideon, do you spell it in English with I or E?
I.
All right, because we spell it with E. Anyway, so it's 300 Gideon.
300.
By the way, you are supposed to interpret the Bible only with the Bible. Amen? So, what is the story about the 300 in Gideon? The story is about selecting people. Can you say amen? Do you want to be selected? Alright, so let's look into it. Let's see, let's go to Judges. And is it Judges 6 or is it let me see real quick. It's either 6 or 7. Yes, it's Gideon 7. Let's start from the beginning. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod. So that a host of Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel warn themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. So this is already the people of Israel, okay? Amen? So the people who are not of Israel, they are like the observers, the heathen. How do we call them? Shall we say unbelievers?
Yeah, unbelievers.
So unbelievers, alright? The church told me before that there is only one split. Believers and unbelievers. But I know there is more than that. God is offering more. So you have the unbelievers, and you have the Israel, the people of God. And God says, it's too many to Gideon. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000. So 22,000 left and 10,000 remained. Amen? So I'm just finishing it here. So let's make three sections like this. And here we would have many.
Yan ang dapita.
Amen. Here we would have 32,000. Sorry? Yeah? 22 plus 10. So everybody would be 32,000. Amen? But he said it's too many. So one group left. So this is the biggest group. Everybody has to go via the outer court. I can put here also the word outer court. Alright. And he says that whosoever is afraid and don't want to go on can stay behind. Amen. So it was their choice. It is your choice. If you want, you can say that's enough. I'm glad I'm barely safe. I don't want to go any closer to Jesus. I don't want to sin. So I don't want to lose my salvation, but I don't want to go closer to God. That's the outer core. Many people are here. So now we have another word we can use. That's what Brother Thomas was speaking about. He said followers. Amen. Here we have the observers. They are even out. They are not even saved. The followers of Jesus are those who follow him, the multitudes. Amen. Good. Now the next level is those who will be tested. So let's go and move on. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from the Mount Gilead, and they return. And they return of the people 22,000, and they remain 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. Alright, I'll jump a little down. And it says that 300 people remained. Alright, so here we would have 10,000, and here we would have 300. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we see that there are actually several groups. Sometimes God is dividing into three, sometimes two, sometimes four groups. We can look at it as the outer court, the holy place. And the Holy of Holies. Holy of Holies. Amen.
Amen.
So the whole principle of the tabernacle is based on the Gideon story. It's based on the offer that he can go closer and closer to God. Amen. You have the followers, and then you have the disciples. The disciple, however, as Thomas has nicely explained, is what is the word in English, Brother Mark? Apprentice. All right. It's like if you have a job. Let's say you are a carpenter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Carpenter.
Okay. You hire a young lad. Okay.
Yeah.
And he would be apprentice. Apprentice.
A helper.
Helper learner.
Learner.
Usually working for little money. Not experienced enough. Amen. And you are a disciple, but you progress to have more and more responsibilities. Amen. And then we can say, if you are follower, then you become disciples, and after, I don't want to use the word master because it belongs only to the Lord. What if I say practic? Do you know what it means? Practic? That you are, alright. That you have your own practitioner? Okay. Practitioner is the one who can do the job. Amen. So, by the way, and let me now try, if you can be silent. Good job. So, in the New Testament, there are two sections. There are Gospels, and the Gospels are about discipleship. So the Gospels are about the disciples. But then you have the Acts. Do you know how, in the original language, how you call the Acts of the Apostles? It's praxis. Praxis.
Praxis.
It means it's put into practice. It means what I have learned walking with Jesus, they themselves were now doing. Amen.
Amen.
So from the followers you have disciples, and then you have the apostles, if you want. They were sent. Do you understand the idea of the 300? We still have time, so we can look at it from different dimensions. There is a scripture, I believe, in John 15. Okay, let's go to John 15, or get your Bibles to John 15. At least I think so. Yes, 15:15. And it says, henceforth I call you not servants, by the way, Did you notice in the English Bible that here they translate the word servant? And on other places they translated minister? So what is the right translation? Servants. Okay. We are not ministers. We will never be ministers in the kingdom of God. Minister of defense. We will defend the kingdom. No. Minister of education. Minister of finance. It has no business in the kingdom of God. So the only thing you can become is a servant. Amen. And as Sister Rita is suggesting, the word really is a slave. Alright. So here in the beginning you can be servant. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can progress into a higher level. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Amen.
Amen.
So, the idea is, and let's go back to you children. Do you have a friend? Do you have a friend? Yes? Who has a friend? Show me your hand. Alright. And do you know that Jesus wants to be your friend?
Amen.
He wants to call you friends. And children, do you tell your friends' secrets? Yes. Do you tell your friends something which is on your heart? Yes. Jesus wants to be such a friend of you that he will tell you what he wants to do. He will tell you what is in his heart. And he will teach you everything he learned from his Father. By the way, give me an example from the Bible which defines a friend of God. There's a specific place where God says, oh, I cannot do this unless I tell my friend. What is it? Who answers correctly will get a free lunch today. I promise. So who was in the Bible Bible called Friend of God. Huh? No, there was a specific man. Yes, very good.
Oh, very good.
95
plus 5.
Merlinda, one free lunch, remember, okay? All right. So let's find it, okay? Where is it? Genesis 5? It's a little thoroughly, isn't it? No. That sounds more like it. Oh, yes. No, that's a different one. Let's look at Abraham. To be quiet again. Okay. So, if you want to write it down, go to second. You can write Second Chronicles 20, verse 7. Art not thou God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever?
Yang igalang awalay katapusan.
27. Yes, let's go to Isaiah. Stay close, brother, we need a Bible. Isaiah 41a. But thou, Israel, art my servant. You are my servant. So the whole Israel is a servant. That's where we start. Everybody has to start to be a servant. Amen? So everybody is a servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Hallelujah. So God is showing us in the whole Bible that you can progress into becoming friend. Let's go to James 2 and verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Amen? Children, do you want to be a friend of God? Like Abraham? So you have to believe God. If you will believe God, it'll be imputed to you as righteousness, and you will be called the friend of God. Do we have Brother Marcus Sodoma and Gomorrah thing? Yes, 41:8. Chronicles 20:7. Yeah, I did. Isaiah 48. Yes. 41:8. Yes. And James. Yes, but I'm looking for a scripture where there's this dialogue, God talking to Abraham. That's okay. All right, so it's Genesis 18, 17. And Lord here shows the same principle. And it says, shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I will do? Amen. So, if you will be a friend of God, then He will tell you all the things. We have clearly proven from the Bible that Abraham was a friend, and that God was obliged to tell him what is on God's heart. Can you say amen? If you are a friend of God, hallelujah, God is obliged by the friendship to share His heart with you. Hallelujah. God is not going to do things unless He tells His friends. So you start as a servant of God, as the disciples did, but He says, I call you not servants anymore, for servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, we see the progress in the Lord. You need to be making progress. You need to grow in the Lord. In wisdom, in righteousness, in power, in character. Amen. We are not to be the same. Our children, when they are born, they crawl. Amen. They crawl. They cannot walk. That's okay. Amen. That's okay for a little baby. If you are 2 years old, I want to see you walking. If you are a baby, 1 year old, 2 years old maybe, it's okay to change your diaper. Amen. But as an adult, or if you are 6, 7, 10 years old child, you are not supposed to be wearing diaper, right? Amen. So as a Christian, it's okay in the beginning if you have your diaper. Amen, your spiritual diaper. But you need to grow out of this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there is, by the way, you are supposed to be the children of whom? Children of light, okay. But children of, who's your father? God the Father. So you are supposed to be the children of God the Father. And now listen. If you are supposed to be a child of God, then you are also an heir of God. Amen? Everything God has belongs to you. Hallelujah! So, once you are son of God, you have all the power, you have all the might, you have all the access to God. Now tell me, are you children of God? Why are you not walking in it? Because we are still babes. Amen? Even if your child is little baby, not speaking baby, it has inherited, let's say, your house. Will you give the baby keys of the house? And say, please, take care of my house. After you change yourself a diaper. No, you would never do it. Amen? You would not give them power. Amen? My brother-in-law is criminal policeman.
Police.
And at home he has a pistol. Amen. And he has it under a lock. Because he says my son was too young. And if he uses it, he would make a destruction. So if God gave you all the power now, you would destroy your enemy, get yourself a new car, and make a mess. So even though all this is available, you don't have access to it yet. Amen. But God wants each of us to grow into the position where we more and more start using the authority of the sonship. Hallelujah. Let's go to Galatians 4. Hallelujah. Galatians 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from the servant, though he be the Lord of all. The word child here in Greek is the how do you call it, infant, the non-speaking. Okay, the infant. So let's call it a babe. Babe. Okay. And what is the word here? What is the word that you are not even a son? What is the? Yeah, I wanted to use it. Is it okay?
Illegitimate.
I know in King James Bible they use bastard, so I'm fine to use bastard. If it's Bible, it's fine. So it's not even a son, okay? Yes, it's outside. When you are born again, you become a babe. And even though, as it says, you are Lord of everything, you are not different from the servant. Amen? There's no difference. Your access to the power is very limited. Amen? Your access to wisdom is very limited. Your authority is very limited. But God is calling you to grow up. But the baby is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem that them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Hallelujah. So here, from the babe, we travel to children and the mature sons. Amen. So again, we see here the principle of progression and principle of growth. That's what Thomas was speaking about. That a disciple is more than just a follower, and even more than observers. Let's look at the promise for the sons. Hallelujah. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. In Greek, it's a different word. It means the mature son. Hallelujah. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. So God is calling all of you that you would move on the journey, that you would walk it with Jesus, And as you walk with God, as you talk with God, as the Holy Spirit is changing your soul, you move from the 32,000 to 10,000 to 300. You move from the followers to disciples and practitioners. You move from servant to become a friend of God. And from babes to become the mature sons of God. Hallelujah. God bless you.